Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. This is a Design More Monday. Welcome in, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you were able to rest up a little bit and prepare for a new week. And I'm sure you are looking forward to a new Design More Monday. And so I think we've got an interesting topic to discuss today. First, as always, if you want to support what I'm doing with Design 30 and this podcast, please follow me on X, follow on YouTube, and you can also follow on Instagram. Not as active on Instagram, just trying to focus in on some stuff right now. So focusing in more on X, but everything is also on YouTube and also on Spotify. It's also the podcast, at least the audio version, is available everywhere that you can find podcasts. So today, for this Design More Monday, I have an interesting thing I want to talk about that I was reminded of as I was reading through the news this past week. And as you might have been aware, the CES event, I believe in Las Vegas, took place this last week. And what this is, if you don't know, is a big event where essentially they show off a bunch of consumer technology, and that can include all sorts of different things. Right now, obviously, some of the big things are robots. They are things that integrate AI and AI technology, all sorts of different consumer products. I don't even know the full breadth of what you can find there. But in particular, this year, as has been the case, I think, for the past few years, robots were a huge part of it. And there was one robot in particular that you may have seen some images of or some articles on. And this was a robot that was a woman that looked fairly lifelike, right? And it was a robot, I think, that they kind of advertised as a potential companion. I don't know. I'll let you have your own opinions on that. But essentially, this robot could connect with AI, any sort of LLM, I think, that you wanted to use. And the idea is that it could be a companion. It could be someone that you could actually talk with, interact with. And it's built in such a way that it has all of these different mechanisms in the face, so it can control all these different facial motions. And if you're watching the video podcast, you can see that I'm doing all sorts of weird things with my face to kind of display this. But yeah, some really impressive, actually, robotics engineering. And this robot was made by a company called Realbotics. That's Realbotix. And evidently, they must be a fairly successful company, at least have a lot of backing. I think they're publicly traded. And obviously, they're at CES and made quite the splash this past week. But yes, they made this robot that I wanted to show you a few images. Just we'll hop over to their website here and just give you kind of an idea of what it looks like. And we'll just talk a little bit more about it at that point. So here's their website. Here's some of the examples. Like I said, it's interesting. There's obviously some very human-like robots. Quite a bit different than the Tesla Optimus robots, which just have kind of like the black kind of blank face, right? Which is more settling for humans. These are a bit more unsettling, especially this one. I don't know what's that's one, I guess, without the face. So one of their big advertising points is that these robots are somewhat modular. So you can actually put on different faces and switch the faces very quickly. You can see there's a lot of robotics engineering going on here. But yeah, so that's basically it. A lot of interesting things to talk about here. But I think the first or the primary thing I want to touch on is from a design standpoint, why do these robots kind of come off as so creepy, right? I mean, it's very impressive. Don't get me wrong, the engineering behind it. I think they even said they have like a proprietary design for even the skin to make it feel more like real skin. Interesting. But yeah, so interesting engineering, very interesting design, very complex. And I know that they put a lot of work into kind of the face, as I was talking about. And you can go and watch some videos. I'll have all this stuff linked in the show notes, so you can go and check this out for yourself. But yeah, so their face, they've designed it and engineered it in such a way that it can actually move a lot of it to try to convey emotion, try to move the eyes and everything while it's talking, kind of like I'm doing right now, just to help convey more of that human aspect. And I think like they want to actually be able to build a connection between a human and this robot. But it still just comes off creepy. There's something about the face, the eyes, that just doesn't sit well with a lot of people, or it just kind of throws you off. You might even say it's a bit uncanny, which leads to kind of the main design idea I want to talk about in this episode, which is the uncanny valley. And essentially what this is when you have products, you have things that are humanoid or anthropomorphic. In general, well, in a lot of use cases, in a lot of situations, humans like things that look more like humans. We've talked about this before. There's kind of the shape of even like shampoo bottles, right? It's more anthropomorphic. It's something that's more comforting for people, kind of attractive for people. But there's a balance here, right? And there's stuff that's very unhuman that is anthropomorphic or humanoid in some way that we like. And then on the other side of the spectrum, there's stuff that is humanoid or human-like that looks very like incredibly similar to humans, which we also like very, very well done, maybe CGI or something, or just looks like a human and that sits fine with you. But then there's this point in the middle where something like these robots that I showed looks very human, but at the same time, it's not quite all the way human. And you can tell quite easily, just something about it looks very off and it becomes very unsettling. Just doesn't sit well with you. Just kind of is creepy, right? And that's called the uncanny valley. And there's actually a really good or a really helpful graph that kind of helps explain what I was just talking about. So let's switch over to that. And this is from Wikipedia. Just pulled this up real quick. Again, I'll have this linked in the show notes. So here you can see to the far left, you have what could be an industrial robot. And this is something that maybe has like arms, right? But looks nothing like a human. And there's not a lot of affinity for it because it's not very human-like, but it also doesn't creep you out at all. So you can see the scale on the y-axis is affinity, well, how much us like it, how much you feel affinity for it. And then there's also the scale on the x-axis, which is how much it looks like a human. And so as you keep going over, you get to this point, maybe this humanoid robot's here, kind of in the middle. And this is something maybe like Optimus, right? Where it looks a lot like a human, shaped like a human, but doesn't have a face, doesn't have skin, just very obviously a robot. And it looks cool, right? It looks like something from a sci-fi movie, something that's not unsettling because you know it's not a human. It just looks interesting and cool. But then as you keep going, and this is where I think the robots that I was just talking about from the CES event this past week, I think they start to fall into this uncanny valley where it's starting to look even more like a human. The human likeness is increasing, but it just gets very, very creepy. It just throws you off when you look at it. And one of the reasons for this potentially is that, there's a few different things that people talk about when it comes to the uncanny valley. And is it real? Is it not real? And some people think the reason why it probably is a real effect, a real thing for humans, is because certain things, like these robots, they might look similar to someone who's sick, right? So their skin is kind of all pale and just doesn't look very like alive. Could also be someone who's not alive, could be a corpse, right? And their eyes aren't really moving. You see kind of like this dead eye look in a lot of these robots. And so it could be that we are looking for humans that maybe aren't healthy, because then often means they're sick, means they're carrying a pathogen of some kind. And so you know to avoid those people. And so that could be just an evolutionary thing, that humans have developed kind of this, this not fear, but just this avoidance, you know, just like, oh, that's something that's a little off. I'm going to kind of like pull back from it a little bit. It's a bit uncanny. I'm going to be hesitant. That we've developed that to avoid pathogens. And maybe it's that same effect. That's kind of what our brain is reacting to when we look at these robots that we know aren't humans. We know they're not alive, but they're weirdly close. And so that's where this uncanny valley is. That's where a lot of these robots live, in this spot. And so this is just something to be aware of if you are potentially working in the robotics industry, if you are building these humanoid robots, something to be aware of if you're even just using something like mannequins and you want to know, like, okay, these mannequins are creepy. Why are they creepy? Or what mannequins should we buy that won't creep people out? For example, you probably don't want a mannequin that looks very human, because again, that's just going to give people a little bit of that weird vibe. They're going to come into your store and not feel comfortable with that. So, and it's also just something that I think we're going to be seeing more and more of. And so you're going to hear this term, the uncanny valley, quite a bit, I would say probably this year, 2025. So I just wanted to touch on that. And I felt like it was timely with this big CES event, and just how much buzz was around these robots. Also, those robots, the one that's actually like a full person and can move around, I think it doesn't walk, but it like rolls around on this little pedestal. It's selling for $175,000. So you could buy one if you can afford that. but yeah, pretty interesting. Again, I will link all of this stuff in the show notes so you can go check it out for yourself. I would encourage you to watch some of the videos. It's really interesting. Again, the engineering behind all this is really impressive. I'm not trying to talk bad about any of that. I just think it's an interesting time to be alive, and it's going to be a bit unsettling, I think, where we go with some of these robots, but also really fascinating. So that's all I have for this Design More Monday. I hope you enjoy this. I hope you learned a little bit. Yeah, I think this is a good way to start off the week. And I just want to leave you with, just kind of this interesting thought about design and maybe learning the term, or a little bit more about the term uncanny valley, which I've heard a lot. But to be honest, sometimes I'm like, wait, what is that again? Or what do they mean by that? So yeah, that's it for this week. As always, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for the follows and the shares and the comments and everything like that. And with that, I'm going to sign off. As always, remember, design more, despair less, and thank you for watching.